Good morning, children. Here comes the second module of Chapter 14, Chemical Effects of Electric Current. In the last module, we have discussed about conductors and insulators of electricity, heating and magnetic effect of electricity, etc. And also we have discussed about the conducting nature of various liquids. The conducting nature of various liquid is tested by using heating and magnetic effect of electricity. In this module, we are going to discuss about another effect of electric current, that is chemical effect. The passage of electric current through a conducting solution causes the chemical reaction. The resulting effects are called chemical effects of current. There can be various chemical effects observed on passing electric current depending on the type of solution. These chemical changes involve formation of gas bubbles on the electrodes. Deposits of metal may be seen on electrodes, or sometimes there will be changes in color of the solution. The chemical effects of electric current is observed during electrolysis process. What is electrolysis? Before discussing about electrolysis, we should be familiarized with certain terms like electrodes and electrolyte. What is an electrode? An electrode is a conductor of electricity that can carry electric current into nonmetals and other poor conductors of electricity. There are two types of electrodes, an anode and cathode. The positively charged electrode is called anode and the negatively charged electrode is called cathode. Now, what is an electrolyte? A solution that breaks into its ions on passing electricity through it is called an electrolyte. So, when electric current passes through electrolyte, it splits into ions. And this process is known as electrolysis. During electrolysis, two types of ions are formed, anions and cations. An anion is a negatively charged ion and are attracted towards anode. And a cation is a positively charged ion and are attracted towards cathode. In 1800, a British chemist William Nicholson had shown that if electrodes were immersed in water and a current was passed, bubbles of oxygen and hydrogen were produced. When electric current is passed through water, it splits up into hydrogen and oxygen. This process is called electrolysis of water. We can do this activity, that is electrolysis of water, at our school lab. Let us have a look into the experimental setup of electrolysis of water. For doing this experiment, first we have to collect the materials that is required for this experiment. For that, first we need two discarded cells. From this two old unused cells, take out carbon rods carefully. Then clean their metal caps with sandpaper. Then take a copper wire. Wrap one end of the copper wire around the metal caps of the carbon rod. And join them to a battery. These two rods, that is these two carbon rods, act as electrodes. Instead of carbon rods, you can also use two iron nails of about 6 centimeter long. Pour a cup full of water in a glass or a plastic bowl. Add a teaspoonful of salt or a few drops of lemon juice to water to make it more conducting. Now immerse the electrodes in this solution. Make sure that the metal caps of the carbon rods are outside the water. Now, your experimental setup is ready. Wait for 3 to 4 minutes. Observe the electrodes carefully. Do you notice any gas bubbles near the electrodes? Yes, gas bubbles are formed near the electrodes. These gas bubbles are oxygen and hydrogen. When electricity passes through water, water splits into hydrogen and oxygen. Oxygen formed during this process is moved on to the electrode connected to the positive terminal of the battery. What is the name of that electrode? Yes, that electrode is known as anode. The electrode that is connected to the positive terminal of the battery is known as anode. Hydrogen is moved on to the electrode connected to the negative terminal of the battery, that is cathode. Through this experiment, we can conclude that passage of electric current causes certain chemical reactions in materials. These changes may be evolution of gases, deposition of metals, or color change in the solution. Example for evolution of gases during the passage of electric current is observed during electrolysis of water. In the next module, we will discuss about the deposition of metals by using electricity. Till then, bye-bye. Thank you.